Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being." Please repeat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being." Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person becomes perfect. Such a person is understood to be a Vaishnava. With such faith and belief, one may begin a life of Krishna consciousness. But an ordinary person cannot chant the holy name of Krishna with such faith. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, Krishneti yasya giritam manasa driyata. One should accept the holy name of Krishna to be identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendence himself. The holy name of Krishna is also identical with Krishna and is also Chintamani. The name of Krishna is the personification of sound, direct, perfectly transcendental and eternally liberated from material contamination. One should understand that the name of Krishna and Krishna are identical. Having such faith, one must continue to chant the holy name. When one is situated on the neophyte platform, one cannot understand the devotional ingredients of a pure, unalloyed devotee. However, when the novice engages in devotional service, especially deity worship, and follows the order of a bona fide spiritual master, he becomes a pure devotee. Anyone can take advantage of hearing about Krishna consciousness from a pure devotee and thus gradually become purified. A devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord is a pure devotee, even though he may be in the neophyte stage. By his association, others may also become Vaishnavas. One is known as a materialistic devotee if he simply worships the deity of Hari with faith, but does not show proper respect to the devotees and to others. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.47. Archayam eva hariye ya pujam shradayehate na tad bhakte shuchanishu sabhakta pakita shmita. Anyone who engages with faith in the worship of the deity of Hari but does not show proper respect to the devotees and to others is known as a materialistic devotee. However, by associating with a neophyte devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, one can become a devotee also. When Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanatan Goswami, he said, Shraddhavan janahoy bhakti adhikar uttama madhya kanishta shraddha anusari jahan koma shraddha se kanishta jan krama krama tengho bhakta hoy bi uttam ratti prema taratam ye bhakta taratama. A person who has achieved firm faith is a real candidate for advancing in Krishna consciousness. According to the faith, there are first class, second class, and neophyte devotees. One who has preliminary faith is called Kanishta, or neophyte. The neophyte, however, can become an advanced devotee if he strictly follows the regulative principles set down by the spiritual master. The pure devotee whose faith advances becomes a Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. Chaitanya Charitamrita 22:64, 69, and 70. It is thus concluded that even a neophyte devotee is superior to the karmis and the jnanis because he has full faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. A karmi or a jnani, regardless of his greatness, has no faith in Lord Vishnu, his holy name, or his devotional service. One may be advanced religiously But if one is not trained in devotional service, he has very little credit on the transcendental platform. Even a neophyte devotee engaged in deity worship in accordance with the regulations set forth by the spiritual master is in a position superior to that of the fruitive worker or the speculative philosopher. So this particular verse can be a little confusing in the sense that that one may think, how can a... Many things that Srila Prabhupada says here. First of all, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. So Srila Prabhupada explains later on in different purports that what this means is when one chants the holy name purely, otherwise without offenses. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in Mexico City in 1975, Srila Prabhupada gave initiation, and the devotee, sometimes Prabhupada, especially in other countries where he didn't speak the language, he would have a devotee just give some general lectures. So Prabhupada assigned one devotee to give the lecture. He started telling all kinds of stories. And Prabhupada said, just stop. Even though Prabhupada didn't understand the language, he understood through the heart. He said, just tell them about the offenses against the holy name. What is the need for all these things? So then Prabhupada took over and he explained it and they translated for him. So this is the essence of chanting. Because here, Srila Prabhupada says something which is quite amazing. That he says that even a neophyte devotee, if he chants the holy name, is a pure devotee. So what does that mean? That means that when we acquire a particular body or a particular mental disposition, that that may cause us to act in a neophyte way. Otherwise, we may be lacking certain degree of respect for others. We may not know how to conduct ourselves properly in certain situations. So these are neophyte qualities. But if even such a neophyte devotee develops, as Srila Prabhupada says here, that full faith that there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna. This is the essence of pure devotion in this particular age, in the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we can just understand this. Now all of us here may say, well, I understand that, therefore, I must be a pure devotee. No. Of course, Srila Prabhupada did say, and indicated many times, that if one is strictly following the pure devotee, then one is, at that moment, and in all those moments when one is strictly following, then one is engaged in pure devotional service. No. This is the mercy of a Vaishnava. The mercy of a pure Vaishnava, especially one of the caliber of Srila Prabhupada, highest caliber, Maha Bhagavata, they can extend their mercy in such a way that everyone can chant the holy name and everyone can come to the platform of devotional service. But to have full faith that Krishna and his name are identical, if we analyze that, what does that mean? Does it mean that some theoretical understanding? Or does it mean, just like Rupa Goswami says, that if you just chant the two syllables Krishna, then immediately you want to have 10 million ears, Bhudebhya, it means 10 million ears, to be able to capture that amount of nectar, and one wants to have millions of tongues to be able to chant, and as Lord Kapiladev said, that yajjivagre vartate nama tubhyam. When one, even though born in a family of dog eaters or very low class, if one chants in such a way that the holy name is dancing on his tongue, then he has completed all Vedic processes, all Vedic rituals, everything. So this is the power of the holy name. But one, to have full faith, really having full faith that Krishna and his holy name are identical, means that every time I chant, this is how I feel. Not that I'm chanting and thinking, as I've been emphasizing this point a little bit in many classes, that we shouldn't think that, you know, I want to finish my rounds, or let me finish my rounds. Even the concept that I can finish my rounds is not the best way to think. We should think, I have a minimum that I have to chant. I must do that. But that's the minimum. But we never finish. Just like Srila Haridas Thakur, Rupa Vilas Prabhu is elaborating a work on Srila Haridas Thakur, so we'll wait for that nectar. But Srila Haridas Thakur, that was his saving grace when he was approached by Maya Devi. His saving grace was, as soon as I finish, I'll certainly entertain your desires. But a devotee, a pure devotee, never finishes chanting. There's no question of finishing. So this is what it means to actually have full faith in the holy name and understand that the holy name and Krishna are identical. Binatvan nama namino. That nama chintamani krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha. As Srila Prabhupada paraphrases that verse here in the purport, that the holy name is purna shuddha nityamukta, that it is complete. There's nothing, we don't need anything else. And this is the point that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was making here. We don't need anything else except for the holy name. But to chant the holy name properly and in such a way that this verse is applicable, that if I chant once, even the nine processes of devotional service, this in a following purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that even the nine processes of devotional service are completed by chanting the holy name purely. But to chant that way, then we have to have that degree of faith, that when I say the name Krishna, just like we struggle to say Krishna because we have so many material desires. And sometimes the pure devotee struggles to say Krishna in the sense that once they say it, they feel so much ecstasy that it's hard to continue chanting. And then they just continue out of ecstasy. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he would fight to keep from going into ecstasy. And we're fighting to try to experience some drop of ecstasy. So this is the little difference that's there. So we should not think theoretically, that when we hear these statements, sometimes devotees take statements from different parts of Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said that if you do this, you're like this. But we have to understand it in the context. So therefore, the ceremony that we're performing today, according to this verse, is the most important thing in spiritual life. And of course, there's a couple of verses later, this becomes a little more bewildering because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that even to get the perfection of the holy name, you don't even need initiation. You don't even need Puryascharya, which means the preliminary activities to being initiated. You don't need that. Just need to chant. So one can take that and say, well, I'm just chanting. I heard from Prabhupada, so I'm... No, but then, in his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains from Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami, quoting, that it's impossible for any ordinary... There may be some exceptional person, just like Srila Prabhupada said, that there may be someone somewhere in the Himalayas or some that doesn't need the process of Bhagavad Gita. Someone who, because Arjuna said that it's so difficult to control the mind, is so difficult. So the Bhagavad Gita is written for practically everyone in Kali Yuga. So there may be someone that doesn't need it somewhere. And there also may be someone who's born because of their previous activities that they simply chant the holy name. Maybe someone like Narottam Das Thakur. But certainly not so-and-so that's born in London or New York or even Delhi or even nowadays even in Vrindavan. You know. They may not have this facility that I just chant the holy name and I don't need to be initiated, I don't need anything. There may be someone. But Jiva Goswami says, because of most people's bodily and mental condition, their minds are always agitated and their bodies are giving all kinds of problems. And therefore, such persons must be initiated and must follow the process of sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, they won't progress. So therefore, initiation is a very important thing. As Jiva Goswami describes, it has two functions, to cleanse away material desires and to situate one in transcendental knowledge. So this process of initiation, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting the holy name, it's very important because Srila Prabhupada quoted many times one verse from he always said, he never mentioned who it was, but he said a Vaishnava poet, Bengali poet, that Janame Janame Sabhe Pitta Matta Poi Guru Krishna Nahi Mile Hari Bhaje. That in everybody, and not even just human beings, but everybody, every living entity has a father and a mother. This is no special thing. Sometimes, especially because it was quoted by a Bengali, because in India, in Bengal, India, mother is very special. You go to anyone's home and they have a picture of their mother, and especially after they pass away, with a halo, you know, and you know, effulgence. So mother is very special. But then if we think about it, you know, who was my mother in the last life? You know, I may bump into her, I may, you know, look at her and think, oh, who's that person? So that mother who's very worshipable in this life, in the next life, hopefully for all of you, there won't be any next life, but for those that will have to have a next life, who will that mother be to us? No. Nobody. So father and mother, everybody gets it. Dogs, cat, everybody gets a father and a mother. But Guru Krishna, Nahi Mile, to actually come in contact with Krishna and with Krishna's representative, this is something very special. Therefore, to do so, Hari Bhajye, we have to constantly chant the holy name and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very special thing. And the special gift of those who are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that they give the holy name. And when we understand that the holy name and Krishna, the transcendental position of the holy name, as Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing here in this book, in this verse, then we have to be so careful when we chant. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, as I mentioned in the beginning, that we must mention these 10 offenses and understand carefully how to avoid them. And the first, of course, we say these every day, but it's nice to hear them and consider a little bit, to analyze a little bit, what does it mean? The first offense, not to blaspheme a devotee who is propagating the holy name of the Lord. Of course, we shouldn't blaspheme any devotee. Even Srila Prabhupada says here, one should not offend Vaishnavas or anyone. No. But especially we have to be careful. Just like Devananda Pandit. No. Devananda Pandit in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing by his ashram and he heard him giving some explanation of the Bhagavatam. And he immediately became angry. And he said, who is this rascal? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to run in and grab his Bhagavatam and tear it into pieces. Because he was so angry that this rascal had offended Shivas. And even though he was a brahmachari, from the Vedic point of view, he was flawless. But from the Vaishnava point of view, he offended a pure devotee of the Lord. And therefore, he would never be able to attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by the mercy of Rakeshwar Pandit, he who gave him mercy and showed him the ecstasy of chanting the holy name, he was able to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to approach Srivasacharya, and he did so, and he was purified. So we shouldn't take this risk, because even though we may be doing everything perfectly according to what we understand, if we offend a Vaishnava, then the holy name can never manifest in our hearts, and we will never be able to chant purely. So this is such an important instruction. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives so many verses speaking about the importance of not offending a Vaishnava. And then we have to be careful not to offend the holy name of Vishnu, the holy name of Krishna. But the holy name itself is superior to anything else. As Vishnu is superior to all the demigods, his name is superior to the names of the demigods. And as Lord Vishnu's potencies are superior to all other potencies. Because nowadays people can't even properly worship the demigods. But they worship the potencies of the demigods. They worship money, they worship power, they worship different things. So as long as we put our faith in such things, inferior things, and not in Krishna and his potencies and his name, then we'll also offend the holy name. And then, especially when one takes initiation, one has to always follow the instructions of the spiritual master. To not do so is a great offense. And also the Vedic literature. Vedic literature means that the Vedic literature is identical with Krishna. Therefore, to not obey, when we hear Bhagavad Gita, if we don't obey, if we don't listen and absorb it, when we're hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the literary incarnation of Krishna, if we don't take it to heart, we sit there and think, when will this be over with? So that I can take some prasadam, get on with my business. If we don't hear very carefully, and once we hear, apply it in our lives, then this is an offense. If the Lord appears before us in his form of his holy name, in the form of his transcendental literary incarnation, and we don't take him seriously, then this is offensive. And then to consider the holy name to be something ordinary, to interpret it in different ways, or to somehow or another think that it has another purpose other than being Krishna himself descending in his most merciful form, then these are also offenses. And Srila Prabhupada said, after offending a devotee, the greatest offense is to consider that now that I have, now that I can chant the holy name, I can do all kinds of things. Just like the holy name is some Ajax for the heart. I just scrub it out every time I have some problems, and then, I can commit some more sinful activities. I can get rid of it with the holy name, no problem. This is also, these things, we may not think we're doing it, but if it's mentioned in Shastra, it means that the tendency to do these things is very strong. And then to consider that the holy name, just like we're doing a jagya today, so we do this jagya, if we think that that I can do jagyas, or I can do this, I can worship the deity, or I can chant the holy name, everything's the same. Now, the holy name, especially in this age of Kali, and especially in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, has a very special place. And we have to chant and consider the holy name. Also, we should be careful not to give people the impression that the purpose of chanting the holy name is to get good fortune, to get good wealth, to have good health. As Prabhupada said, don't convert the guru into a doctor. In other words, don't think that this process is for some material benefit, and especially the chanting of the holy name. And then the ninth offense, to preach the glories of the holy name to faithless persons. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a little different twist to this. Otherwise, from two points, there's two points of view on this particular offense. One is on the part of the initiate, or on the part of a devotee, a simple devotee, to try to become proud and try to use the holy name, the glories of the holy name, of the glories of Krishna, for my own self-aggrandizement. In other words, I know all these things, I'm very knowledgeable, I explain all these, just so people can think, this person is very learned, this person is very special. So we have to be very careful we don't use the holy name in the service of our false ego. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, even one who is in a very higher platform of performing devotional service, if they initiate neophyte disciples and give them the holy name very cheaply, this is considered to be the ninth offense, to cheapen the glories of the holy name. Therefore, Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami emphasize, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in a later purport, that he says, therefore, in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we wait 6 months. Now we've even extended that more. We wait a year to give people first initiation. And then when they perform their devotional service very nicely and very steadily, then they can take the second initiation. Not that we just give them initiation just to increase the numbers of persons. And lastly, that once we understand the greatness of the holy name, to continue to cultivate, to acquire more material desires. And this is one of the most common offenses that we all commit. Sometimes we think, I did my 3 years or 5 years or 7 years or 10 years of sadhana bhakti. No, it's just like it was military service or something. No, I finished that, now I can just adhikar. No, I can enjoy, full right to enjoy. Prabhupada said, little license. No. Even if you get married, little license. That means you can eat a little better. And sometimes even the sannyasis and brahmacharis eat better than the grihastas. Sometimes grihastas don't have time for lunch. No, they have to go out, work all day. So, little license, but not a big license. No, not that I become Agent 108. No, license to do anything. No. But I... little license. So we have to be careful. We don't continue to call. We already have enough material desires to take care of. No. Everything we've acquired before we come in contact with devotional service. Even if we grow up in a Vaishnava family, just having this material body gives us enough material desires to deal with. So once we take initiation, we have to start working on converting those desires into service to Krishna. And then to avoid all these offenses, we chant attentively. This is such an important thing, that every day. And that's why, of course, we recommend to everyone, you chant before you do anything else. Chant before the sun comes up. Because once the sun comes up, mode of passion comes into play, and it's very difficult to chant. What to speak of after the sun goes down. Mode of ignorance comes into play, and it's very, very difficult, especially to chant attentively. So, if we do these things, then we will be very happy in Krishna consciousness. And when should one take initiation? As the Bhagavatam says, Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jighyasu Shreya Uttamam. When one is very serious about Shreya Uttamam. So this should be our impetus to take spiritual initiation. That I want Shreya Uttamam. That's what initiation means. That from this point on, I want the highest benefit. As Arjuna requested Krishna, yatshreyasya nishchitam bruhitan me. That now, Krishna, tell me clearly what is best for me. No. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Generally, we want someone to tell us what we want to hear. But Arjuna said, no. Spiritual initiation, taking shelter of Krishna, means, Krishna, I want to hear clearly, very clearly, unequivocally, what is best for me. Then I can be happy. So those are just some things I wanted to mention in relation to this verse and initiation. So I'll stop here.